Almost 2 centuries ago, the U.S. government and white hunters began slaughtering bison on the Great Plains. They pushed the animals close to extinction. But now a wealthy nonprofit is trying to bring them back to the prairies by stitching together a massive, privately funded national park in northeastern Montana. Many local ranchers loathe the idea, but local tribal councils say this return of bison is a long time coming. With support from the Pulitzer Center, Nate Hedgie of our Mountain West News Bureau reports in the last of our series about building the next Yellowstone.
The Fort Belknap Indian Reservation is sheltered in the shadow of the Little Rocky Mountains. In the winter there, the air gets so cold it hurts the back of your throat when you breathe. Everything is frozen, seems dead. But in late July, the grasses grow green and tall, and folks are all gathered together near the town of Lodgepole for a powwow. When I arrive, a thunderstorm is building in the distance, and the air is thick with humidity. Kids and families are everywhere. Generators hum from the backs of trailers. I grab a greasy hamburger from a food stand and strike up a conversation with its cook, Hannah Hazeagle. She's Nakota and says she'd much rather be serving hamburgers made from bison rather than beef.
We can fill up cans and cans of fat, but with that buffalo, you don't even get a quarter in the can of fat.
It's lean meat.
Yeah, it's straight lean, yeah.
She says it's a healthier food for people on a reservation to eat. And that's a big reason why she's excited about American Prairie Reserve. The proposed 3.2 million acre, privately funded wildlife sanctuary is planning to reintroduce thousands of genetically pure bison back to the Great Plains.
It's probably a blessing to have all those buffalo. It ain't probably, it is.
That's because for centuries, the lives of plains tribes and bison were braided together. The people relied on the animals for everything. So when the U.S. government and white settlers began their mass slaughter of the bison in the 19th century, it was like they were tearing out the tribe's heart. Kenneth Tuffy Helgeson is Nakota. He sums it up best with stories his grandfather told him.
The buffalo to the Indian is a symbol of God. And when they tried to eradicate the Indian, they knew if they took away our main food source, our main symbol of God, that we would be rendered to literally nothing.
Helgeson is a fourth-generation rancher here on the reservation. He's wearing a crisp white shirt, flat-brim hat, and blue jeans. He says the stories of bison and tribes mirrored each other after that slaughter. Wild bison were confined within a single national park, Yellowstone.
At the same time, Indians were put on a reservation in their own kraals, and our populations dwindled.
Helgeson's family and many others were encouraged to cultivate the land, like white people do.
And we were given a plow and a horse and a bit and a bridle and a few head of cows to make a life for ourselves The word they used in those days was to assimilate the Indian, to take away their culture, to give them a new culture.
The culture of ranching. And that culture has held power over the West for more than 150 years. Helgeson feels for the local ranching community, with American Prairie Reserve purchasing many of their spreads. Cattlemen are losing their neighbors and their way of life. But Helgeson also understands why some folks on the reservation don't have a lot of sympathy for them.
So in a lot of ways, a person may think, you're going to get your comeuppance and we're going to settle up and you're going to feel what we felt.
Now, not everyone feels that way. There are a lot of different opinions about American Prairie Reserve on the reservation. But Helgeson says times are changing and the world is evolving. And right now, it's evolving in the tribe's favor. They're gaining a crucial piece of their culture back. American Prairie's wild herd will be the largest one in the lower 48. But the coin hasn't completely flipped. The tribes are able to hunt bison on reserve lands, but they currently have to pay a fee to do it. You see, American Prairie isn't giving tribes their traditional lands back. It plans to keep them so it can have a louder voice in how this patchwork of public and private lands is managed.
That is traditional land for the Nakota, the Ani, the Blackfeet. Do you think that they should hand that land back over to the tribes? Is that the right thing to do?
You know, I believe, my friend, that in our old songs, our old teachings, there's one song that our people sing, and it says, "My friend, don't be foolish. The only thing that lives forever is the earth." We can fight over land, we can fight over dirt, we can fight over all these things, but really all you ever have is what's on your shoes. That's the only dirt that you'll ever own. The only ground that you'll ever own is on your shoes, and that'll fall off too.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Kona Benadaga.